Fabulous Radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ... Oh, God, what am I? DJ...
Max Factor?
DJ Max Factor 2000. And tonight, as usual, actually, we're making radio history. We have an extremely exciting guest. We have John. John from John Cam Live. And John is going to be talking to us about his incredible life experiences and how he has been a pioneer in the Internet. John, welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me.
I want to start out, and of course... I should introduce our co-host, the ineffable Lance, and the irrepressible Juan Pablo León. Oops.
That's me.
Before we get down to brass tacks, DJ Max Factor, I'd like to point out that this show is not just being brought to you in solely the medium of sound, but that rather tonight we are an audiovisual extravaganza.
Wait a minute, are you saying that people can not only hear us on their radios, but actually also see us on video?
You bet your sweet candy ass I am.
How is that possible?
Perhaps we should ask John from John Cam Live.
Well, I got duped into bringing my laptop in, and we're broadcasting live over my website at www.johncamlive.com.
And that's J-O-H-N Cam Live.
Correct.
So if you have the internet and you have a radio, please tune in. You can see us live. Perhaps this is the first time people in our listening audience have actually seen us and seen what we look like. If you want to call in and ask John questions, the numbers in the studio are country code 1-412-621-9728.
Are we going to offer free counseling for those unprepared for the spectacle of our visual appearances?
Well, I think some people don't realize how devilishly attractive we all are, and so they, you know, they. I think some people once they discover that I, as an elite athlete as well as a top French supermodel, am completely out of their league, they might be so disappointed that you know, they might do something rash. I want to warn all our listeners, please, there's enough of me to go around. So, but let's go back to John, because John is our special, very special guest. What is John Cam Live?
John Cam Live was, it was just my website on acid. It started out just to be a little fun thing that I wanted to put together. I'd always wanted a website where people could, you know, would come and actually find out about me. And I stumbled onto this camera technology, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
So you were actually one of the worst. You were actually one of the best and one of the first cameras on the net. Is that right? I mean, I remember in the old days, Jenny Cam or whatever it was called.
Right, yeah. Jenny was the first to actually market herself, and as far as I know, yes, she was the first person to take a webcam and point it at herself, as opposed to the early web cameras where people would aim them at coffee pots or fish tanks.
I see. So when you discovered this technology, what motivated you? What were your original interests in making a website, well, of yourself?
Well, first of all, back in the olden days on the internet, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, most of the websites were just kind of boring. Like, who really cared about a personal website where someone said, "Hi, my name is John, and I live in Pittsburgh, and I have a cat." And that didn't really get anybody's attention. But with the added element of being able to watch every little move that I make and kind of like follow along in my diary, it made it more like a TV show, sort of like a soap opera they could follow.
You frame it in these almost grandly egotistical terms. I don't mean that as an insult, right? But you're saying sort of still images just aren't enough me to go around, right? People should...
Right. They should be able to actually see me sleeping and showering and just doing everything that I do in my incredibly exciting days.
So when I was talking to you earlier, I got the impression that this is both... I mean, do you consider yourself an artist in this new medium, which is... web video? I mean, you know, you're opening up your life and you're sharing your most intimate personal experiences with an audience of thousands of strangers. Does that, what kind of message are you trying to send?
In the beginning, I just wanted to do it because it was fun, just to take a camera and aim it at yourself, and 20 to 30 seconds later, there was that image on the internet, and I kind of thought, you know, wow, I could be a content provider for the internet. We're the new Hollywood. We're the new television. You know, watch out. And after 6 months, it became really exhausting, and I just quit performing for the camera, and now I just go about my daily business.
When you say performing, what do you mean? What were you doing that was different back then?
What a lot of people did in the beginning, when they first got a web camera, was they would shave their heads, they would color their hair, they would experiment with black lights, give crazy camera angles, actually try to do little things for the show. Although a lot of people have abandoned that, and they either just live their life on the internet like myself, or they've become sex sites.
What do you mean? They have sex all the time?
Yeah.
On camera?
All sex, all day long. Basically, it's the men that do it, it's a lot of single men who just sit around and masturbate all day long, or they might advertise sex shows where their friends will come over and they'll just all have sex together.
Really? So really? So,
intriguing. Powerfully arousing, perhaps.
It beats the Weather Channel.
See, the problem here, John, is that while you are a jaded long-term professional in this whole arena, I am actually a rank novice. And so.
Wait, which arena is this, the webcam arena or lots of people coming over and all having sex for the camera arena?
Well, both, tragically. I would love to tune into some sort of frat house confidential kind of thing, you know, where, you know, some tragically pouty little 19-year-old was having his first gay experience and I was watching on the internet.
Well, it could be done. The people that are doing that are actually charging money. It's like $20 a month for access to a site like that.
But it would be worth it if they were satisfying my every fantasy. We should actually mention the website every 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
So it's www.johncamlive.com.
And John with an H.
With an H.
And we are on there right now. In fact, I could do something daring and take off my shirt right now. I mean, I don't know if that's...
Take off your John Cam Live shirt.
That's right.
So, are you sure that's legal, the AMAX factor?
I'm not sure. I mean, with pecs like these, it may not be.
So this leads to an interesting question. How far do you go on camera? Do you alter your behavior? Are the things you won't do?
Well, Corey just took his shirt off. In the beginning, that's what it was all about. And, Corey and I were sitting here chatting while we were getting set up. And especially with men, what's the first thing they do when they get a Polaroid camera? They take a picture of their penis because you can. So
if dogs had cameras, they would be taking pictures of their penis while licking it.
All right. When you're
how would they know where to aim then?
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
I suffered.
I went through the same thing. It's like, wow, I can pull out my penis, and there it is on the internet. And some friends would come over, and they would get all caught up in that too, because when people see it for the first time, it makes them do things they normally don't do. It's just
so there's a huge novelty rush that leads you to sort of transgress.
You want to push the envelope because you can. But once you start getting the email, I'll be sitting working on my computer, and I'll log in and I'll check my email, and someone will say, I see you sitting there. Could you please stand up and pull your pants down?
how can you say no to that?
Well, usually I don't check my mail all the time, so usually by the time I get it, it's the next day or later in the day.
I guarantee that if somebody calls us right now at 621-WRCT and requests that DJ Max Factor takes his pants down,
I may have to pass on that. I'm not sure if that's allowed by the FCC. I'll take off a shoe. For every color, I'll take off. This could be like strip calling. I'll take off a legal article of clothing for our colors. I care about you that much.
It's all legal on the internet.
For now.
For now.
True.
I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt for just a question. The thing that's so surprising to me is, I mean, are you an exhibitionist by nature? And second, I'm going to ask you three questions in a row here.
All right.
Second, is there something special about the medium of the internet that permits this kind of thing? Like, for example, if you were on a bus and someone said, "Could you please take off your pants now?" You know, would you do the same thing? Or if you're at the Giant Eagle or whatever, would you disrobe? Or is there something about there's some kind of psychic distance between you and your audience which allows, ironically, the sense of intimacy that you wouldn't have in other places?
Okay.
That's kind of good. That makes sense.
Well, no, I know exactly what you're asking.
So the exhibition is a mangle. I mean, like opening yourself up to strangers.
Okay, well, I used to be an exhibitionist. I felt very much like an exhibitionist. Actually, after being on this camera for over a year, I feel very much not like an exhibitionist. And I do think the internet allows people to be anonymous enough where they would say things and ask you to do things that they wouldn't do in real life. I don't know how many people use America Online to log on to the internet, but if you go into a chat room, The first question will be, hi, what do you look like? What are your stats? Can I come over? And it's very quick and anonymous like that.
Mm-hmm.
The third question? So they wouldn't come up to you in Giant Eagle and say that, because when people see you in person, it's a different thing. But when they're hiding behind their computer screens, they can, you know, be whatever they want to be.
Well, let's turn that question around. There are people that will come up to you in the Giant Eagle and ask you to take your pants off. How would you respond, right? Instead of thinking about the intimacy that it creates in your viewers, what's the intimacy it creates in you?
I don't even know what I would say if someone said that to me. It's been a year and no one's done that to me yet.
Not near the tomatoes. Yeah.
Although I think that there's a stigma that goes with this. I just got back from New York City, and I invited people to come out and meet me when I was in New York. And I got the feeling from a person or two, not everybody, that just because I'm John Cam and I'm on the internet and I've had my clothes off on the internet, that I'm an easy lay, so, oh, yeah, let's go have sex.
Well,
and,
let's address that a little bit. Are you, in fact, an easy lay?
No.
So, I mean, you know, it certainly there's a lot of people, I don't know if you've discussed your sexual orientation yet. Do you have a sexual orientation that's identifiable?
Yeah, yes, I do. I prefer men.
I see. And so you know, as I do, you know, when I can get them. I prefer my men to be right on the cusp of manhood, sort of like that 19-year-old tragic pouty thing that is so abundant here on the Carnegie Mellon campus. But I had a question.
Confused by libido again.
Right. So I mean, you know, a lot of gay men actually, you know, have a lot of sex as part of kind of human social intercourse. You know,
it's the way gay men say hello.
Right. So you make a new friend, you have sex with them, you know, you put it on the internet, whatever. It's all very natural. Do you are you as open, you know, in your sex life as you are on the air, or are you still sort of much more traditional and waiting for that special someone in your private kind of romantic life?
Well, both. I'm more conservative on the internet because I'm not trying to portray I portray myself on the internet as a person that you would want to meet, not necessarily the kind of man you want to take home to your mother, but, you know, a nice, well-rounded guy. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, well, okay, here's a little flash, but I'm a thinking man too. And please read my diary and find out more about me and my moods and what I'm really going through. It's not all fun and games.
Still, though, there must be some element of rock stardom almost in the people that watch you on the internet.
Yeah, right? Definitely, yes.
And so when people, with a celebrity, albeit in a narrow circle, people feel that they own you in some way, they have some right to you, right? Do you think that plays into their reactions to you when they meet you live?
Well, it's almost like they're used to watching me like a TV show. If you walked onto the set of Seinfeld, it'd be like, oh my God, there's that sofa. You know the set, you know the characters. And they do treat me that way, although I'm playing myself, you know, in my own setting. So, yeah, I was speaking with a gentleman today, and he was very, very nice, and we were having a great conversation, and then he started telling me things about myself that I archived my diaries, and I've been doing this since October, and he knew all this stuff about me, and for the first time, it just like went, whoa, this is, you know, maybe this is too much, I don't know. You know, the time you did this, the time you did that, and I actually had to sit back and stop and think myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, oh, did I do that? Oh, right, yeah. But he knew the story better than me.
So how obsessive are your fans? I mean, how into you are they, do you think? Was he an exception, or are there more?
I didn't actually think he was obsessive. He was just well-studied on me.
Okay.
He bothered to read everything. Some people are obsessive, and I don't even like the word fan. I like to use the word viewer, people that view me, because they don't sit and watch like a TV show for a half an hour or an hour, or God, I hope not. But I think they just click in. I wonder what John's up to. Click, okay, he's sitting on the bed, okay, and then they'll go back, do some work on the computer, then they'll click back again, oh, he's in the shower, then maybe they'll hang on until I'm done with my shower. And I think they're just on and off my site all day long.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because, in theory, the show has listeners, and in theory, the show should have fans, which should lead to public adulation for DJ Max Factor and the rest of his Motley crew.
Yet, ironically, it hasn't. I mean, there are some shows that we've had where we've had numerous callers, dozens of people calling in. You know, I'll meet, or alternatively, I'll meet someone at a party, and they'll be like, have you heard of this sex talk show? Or I'll talk about the radio show, and they're like, oh, that's like this thing that I've heard at CMU, Tuesdays at 11. And I'll be like, no, that's one and the same. By the way, the reason I've scooted up next to you is not...
Are you making a new friend?
I think Corey saw me in the shower.
But actually, it turns out that I was not in the... Shockingly, I was not in the video frame.
Oh, so it's raw vanity.
No. Well, I actually want to preserve these images of, you know, 50 years from now when I'm an old codger and jacking into the internet from the old folks home. I want to be able to access these images of me in my prime.
Well, there's actually one gentleman who I guess is a fan. Mm-hmm. He has a fan club site for me, and he's in Brazil. He probably already has photos of us here in the studio on his website. I had a woman come over from the city paper here in Pittsburgh to interview me, and she walked in the door, and I greeted her, and then we sat down, and I was going through the website, showing her all the aspects so she mm-hmm. could interview me, and I took her to the fan club site, and it was like there was a picture of her coming in the door on the already great. On his site, which I think is really great.
Do you know the address of the Brazilian site of fans?
If you go on my site to awards and interviews, the his fan club site is listed there. There's a link.
In your site, once again, sorry to beat a dead horse here, www.johncamlive.com, and that's J-O-H-N, camlive.com, JohnCamLive.
So how many people watch you? You're probably keeping statistics of some sort.
Well, I only check weekly how many hits I get each day, and it goes up and down. In the beginning, when I was taking off my clothes more, it went upwards to about 14,000 visitors a day. Right about now, it goes up and down between 5,000 and 10,000 visitors a day.
These are 10,000 distinct human beings. I mean, these aren't just people hits, like people clicking.
These are renewed page views.
Well, I have it set to only count new...
downloads of the pictures.
Well, not downloads of the pictures, but individual hits. Like, if you're on the internet and you hit my site several times, it should only count it as once. But if you log off your computer and come back on, then it would recognize you as a second person.
Well, that's close to individual users.
That's still good.
That's amazing.
Most businesses, someone told me, only do about, if they're lucky, 4,000 hits a year. And I do that in a day.
Well, it depends on whether the CEO is showing his penis.
Yeah, if he's showing his penis, he's showing his penis that day.
Yeah, Bill Gates, that would be good.
I'm trying not to be judgmental about other people's sexual fantasies, but I'm not sure there's anyone who has a Bill Gates sexual fetish. Although
there's raw power.
Yeah, money and power.
Yeah. Right. Are you referring to the host DJ Max Factor? Oh, oops. Sorry, I was having a little conversation there with my spirit animal. I would like to remind our listeners that you can listen to us on the web, and the radio station's website is
www.wrct.org.
Okay, and also you can actually access this show or any other show on the web if you want to go to our personal Loveline website. It's loveline.wrct.org. So,
I'm interested in probing, again, not to dwell on sex, although
I was waiting for someone to turn Howard Stern on me anyway.
Yeah, I was wondering if you draw a line as to what activity gets filmed and what activity doesn't get filmed.
Well, I don't have sex in real life, so I don't have to draw a line there.
Okay, well, no. We could live in a land of hypothetical situations.
Okay, hypothetical situations, if I had a partner over and they didn't want to be on camera, I certainly wouldn't force it on them. And it's been so long, I don't know if I want to share that.
Well, you could work out a compromise, just shoot your partner from the back, for example.
I have a third person to run the camera to get the best angles.
I'm afraid I must beg to differ here. I mean, I've actually been to your site, and I actually purchased an adult check ID just in order to access it. And
here comes the sternism.
And you know, you're bouncing around in the buff with some other... other man.
Human being, man.
See, I thought I took that picture down, but okay.
Or maybe I was just fantasizing about it, but I could swear I've seen you in all kinds of degrading positions. Is this true in the old days? Were you having sex, or at least kind of having foreplay on the air?
I was doing a lot more whip it out and show it, and I'm not embarrassed about it.
Well, whip it out and show it goes so far. It's whip it out and show it to someone else in the room.
Right.
That's
well,
the real issue here.
A couple of my friends in the beginning did come over, and they were just like, they were taken by the technology. And we got a little out of hand one night. And they were just my friends. These are people I don't normally have sex with. And
after that.
No, but it's true in this case. Okay, one of them I had sex with prior to that, but It was just a friendly gay hello, and he really got out of control. And it wasn't a bad thing, but we were getting ready to go out. The camera was new. Everybody was having fun. We were having some drinks at home. And actually, that night is somewhat what propelled my website into like the forefront, and I started getting noticed, because it was like, you know, you've got to see what's going on Junk Am Live, and people still ask about that night, that infamous night.
So all those pictures come from that.
Well, actually, I posted those, but it wasn't really fair to the people that were on it. Even though they put themselves in a public forum, I don't think they were as aware of the internet, because for people that are aware of Usenet, I'll be browsing some of the binary news groups, and photos of that night will still pop up. So people were posting them anyway on the internet. So I thought, if other people are posting them, why can't I put them in a gallery?
Yeah.
But I felt kind of guilty, so I took them down. I thought I did. Maybe they're still there.
It's interesting that you should bemoan your lack of sexual activity right now, because clearly with your celebrity status, if you issued some sort of booty call.
Well, I've become a recluse here in Pittsburgh, so I don't know how people, you know, would react to me here.
Do you think that's partly as a result of the site? Or
it's just what happens to people that like computers. It's like five more minutes, and you're still on the computer, and then it's like 3 o'clock, and you have to go to bed.
I wanted to touch on the diary angle just a little bit. It sounds like not only is this camera looking into your life and presenting sort of a video diary of your life, but you're also writing a lot and actually sharing your personal diary with your readers. Is everything that you write on your web diary, is that the same thing that you would write in your own kind of private diary? I mean, are you sharing everything?
Honestly, no, I'm not. I mean, they get the basic gist of my feeling at that moment and of the day. Mm-hmm. But there are just certain things that I'd rather not talk about, specifically little things that happen at work. That's none of their business. I mean, I'd like it to be a part of their business, but because it hits close to home and I don't want to cause any problems at work, that's private between, you know, myself and what happens at work. Other little things, but I'd say they get 90% of it.
But you do have fans who actually read your diaries religiously, and I think you've mentioned that you've had people write you email about something they read in your diaries, or they've been following some issue you've been writing about. Has that happened to people? I mean, it sounds like when you were talking to me earlier, you're talking about people who actually writing your email saying, "Hey, I noticed you were feeling sad yesterday," or "Hey, I noticed some small aspect of your life." Do you have a lot of fans like that who are actually following you?
They write me. Some of them have my phone number. They'll call me, and I don't write for sympathy, because a lot of my diaries have somewhat of an edgy downtone, but these are just personal things that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. The only difference is most people that write this way don't publish it for the world to read. Mm-hmm. So I put a little disclaimer. Well, it's a disclaimer to me. I don't know if anybody got it yet. I just did it today. I put warning: objects in the mirror appear closer than they really are, or they actually are, whatever it says on the side of the car window or a car mirror. To kind of like, you know, get them to realize it's like, hey, you know, this isn't as serious as you think it is. It's just me thinking.
Now, I don't want to, you don't necessarily have to reveal any financial details, but you're making money off of this, or via your advertising and so on.
Correct.
And are you fabulously raking in the bucks? Or?
No, if I wanted to be raking in the bucks, I'd be pulling out my penis a little more often, and you'd have to pay to come to the whole site. But, I lucked out, and I got an advertiser because of my traffic, so I'm not getting rich by any means, but it helps pay for the cost of the server, because it's expensive to run. It eats a lot of bandwidth and other things on the internet.
And I was actually just looking at your stats, which you can get to off your page, which is, once again, www.johncamlive.com, which we're on right now. You can see us here in the studio broadcasting. And you're one of the number one, you are perhaps the number one webcam, at least according to this rating system on the web.
Correct.
So you're certainly, for one reason or another, offering a unique product.
Yeah, this brings up an interesting point. Do you feel yourself in competition with the other webcam people, and what do you think you bring to the table?
I think what I'm bringing to the table right now is that I'm not having sex so much on camera, and that I'm not pulling out my penis. It's the whole focus, and I do touch on sex from time to time, because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
But all the other cameras that are in the running with me are people that are basically masturbating, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I think that's great. But, you know, I'm probably the most, what I could probably say and truly is the most honest statement is I'm probably the most watched man in his 30s on the internet. And I think some of the people that watch me are a little bit older. Maybe they're in their 30s, their 40s. Mm-hmm. And they're very loyal to me, and they vote. Where with the other cameras, just because they're masturbating, they'll vote for who's ever masturbating at the moment. There's no, I think maybe there's no loyalty.
So do you think by not going, well, first I have to say, so do you not masturbate, or do you just not masturbate on camera?
I'm not, I'm a guy, you know, what do you think?
Okay, enough said. So you think by not going for the cheap titillation of masturbation, which I should add, we on the show would go for in a second.
Sweat.
Yeah, 2 seconds sweat. You establish a deeper personal rapport with your...
Yeah, I think so. They, like, you know, maybe it's Saturday night and they see me at home folding laundry, and they're at home folding laundry, and they're feeling like, wow, I'm a loser. Well, they're not. No one's a loser. I mean, it's, you know, life is life. But if they see me at home on a Saturday night and, you know, wow, it's John Cam and he's home and he's not doing anything on a Saturday night, then maybe they can identify with that better than if I got on the phone and called, you know, a couple of good-looking guys to come over and had an orgy, because they're not doing that. I'm doing, you know, they're watching their life through me.
So you serve as a stand-in everyman.
Yeah, correct. I think so.
Or as a way to reflect people's own lives who can't afford mirrors. So the laundry example, for it seems like you could actually make even the most mundane experiences sexual. I mean, I'm sorry, maybe.
Well, I have gotten fan mail for folding laundry before. They said that they've never. Yeah, they said only John can make folding laundry erotic.
I mean, have you tried to do that? Do you drape it over yourself sensually and let
that's right, enjoy the sensuous nature of the fabric.
I mean, in the same way that people hire nude people to clean their house, you could do all of your mundane activities nude, for example.
I think the only time I did something like that was I sat on the floor and I did a bunch of paperwork. I was behind on my paperwork and I just sat on the floor naked and I did that. But other than that, I'm
so you didn't have time to get dressed.
I didn't have time to get dressed because it was so important to get these bills paid.
See, this is, it's poor John. We keep trying to drag you down to the gutter.
And, well, I've already been in the gutter. Well, okay, Paul, another question.
So, one thing that occurred to me, I was trying to get this out of you earlier, and it seemed like it wasn't really an issue for you, but it seems like the thing, I mean, I'm already paranoid of it enough as it is, but if I had such a camera in my house and there were just like random freaks watching me all the time, I think I would get really nervous about like, what are all these people thinking of me? And like, when I went outside, are they like stalking me? Aren't you afraid of becoming the next, you know, stalked Hollywood celebrity who has to put out a restraining order against an army of
well,
internet, you know?
Well, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wish I was successful enough to have a serious stalker. I got my first piece of scathing hate mail last week, so I thought to me that was a sign of success or being successful. But yeah, after
what was the justification for the hate? I mean, it's not like you're.
It was someone who claimed to know me, and they just went to say that what I do is really a bad thing, and that I prey on the innocence of all these lonely people on the internet, and they used every word in the book. Scumbag. I'm not sure what words we're not allowed to say, but a little piece of something, and it just went on and on and on. And first I thought it was funny, and then I did get a little nervous, and I kind of like, I went to the movies after that, and I did like put a hat on, and I tried to dress like nobody would notice me, just in case. But I don't think about it, for the most part.
So I'm going to repeat the phone numbers. If you're listening on the internet or listening in the local Pittsburgh area, please call us. Country code 1, area code 412-621-9728. And you can see us live in streaming internet video, or whatever it is, on John's website, which is www.johncamlive.com. So
do you want me to explain quickly what it is? Because it's not actually streaming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misused that term.
Well, that's okay.
I don't know. I think we don't care. And
okay.
I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about sex. Okay, ask me another sex question. We don't care how it works. Take your pants down.
Well, we're all computer scientists, actually.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
The technical details are for the little people.
Yeah.
So one thing I found interesting that you said earlier was that since this camera's on you most of the time when you're at home, you also, for example, sleep with the lights on.
Yes, I do.
With the camera on and the lights on you.
Yes. Yeah, my camera's on 24 hours a day. The only time it's off is if I'm in transit, like I turned it off to come to the radio station.
So you can review the time that you were asleep to see if you're doing anything odd, right?
I don't save my own photos, but people do watch me and save them and send them to me. So,
okay.
But usually it'll be like, oh, you were sleeping so beautifully last night, and look, here's a photo. And nine times out of ten, it's me with an erection, and in the middle of the night, I kick the sheets off.
What a trip.
So yeah, it's always on. I've been sleeping with the lights on for over a year. I don't really do well with it, but it's part of what I do now, so yeah. I just accept it.
You know, as an important public service note, I just read on CNN that if you have a newborn child, you should not, it should sleep in a darkened room. You should not have a nightlight on, because science has shown that it's important to the development of the developing eye to have periods of light and of darkness. So
no baby cams.
That's fantastic.
So they actually figured there's a strong correlation between kids who had night lights or even bright city lights and nearsightedness later in life.
Well, maybe there could be some sort of infrared camera.
Actually, there are. I just haven't invested in one. They're a little bit more expensive.
And probably not as good in terms of the
image. No, actually they are.
Really?
They are, yeah. Some of the new digital cameras work really well for that.
Wow. So, but you could theoretically create a digital tape loop of yourself.
Oh, yeah, I could. I could. I just haven't invested in a camcorder.
No, but I mean, and then play it when you sleep.
Sort of like the Mission Impossible approach.
Commit a crime. Yeah. And no one would ever know. Right.
But what I've wanted to do, and I just haven't gotten around to doing it, is getting a camcorder, taking it outside of the house. It's easier to take than the laptop, and you don't need to plug it in. And maybe film it like a whole day out, and then I could loop it back through my camera, and they could see my whole day live a day later.
Well, so, from your point of view, or would you be filming yourself?
Probably from my point of view. I wouldn't have it aimed on myself.
I've always had that fantasy. Yeah, seriously.
Here I am at the grocery store. Here I am at the bank. Well, maybe not at the bank. I tried to take a picture in the bank one day, and they wouldn't let me. So.
Would you have to get releases from everybody?
That's a good question. Probably.
I guess you could blur out everybody's face.
So, I'm sorry.
Well, this is a little bit going on a limb here, just a little bit, but have you ever considered, and I'm kind of thinking about this idea of you sleeping and people watching you while you sleep. Going to the next level would be if you could set up some kind of speaker system so that people on the internet could talk to you while you're sleeping and perhaps inject messages into your dreams and then see what effect that had on you. Have you ever considered, that would take a little technological investment.
Well, number one, I would never want that. Number two, I dream about that camera a lot. I'll be asleep and I'll wake up and I'll like look up and I'm always very aware of it and if it's running, so I don't think I need to hear the voices. I think I'm already hearing voices.
Can I interject some art into this conversation just for a second? So the MetaHuman project here at Carnegie Mellon did something sort of similar where they rigged up a human being in an exoskeleton and people could call in and control the exoskeleton, and then they did it on election night and they had people call in and with their touch phones make the person decide which one to vote. Right. So that lends itself to a web.
That's incredible. So could you actually make the MetaHuman like masturbate or?
I doubt control was that precise to attempt masturbation without serious risk.
Especially since the control was the result of a voting by hundreds of people.
Well, and if they were rating everybody doing it, if they wanted to be number one, you know, masturbate, and they were masturbate number one, like a lot of people on the top 10 list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I believe we have a caller, so we'd like to put the caller on the air if possible. Hello, caller.
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Well, John probably knew I would call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I figured, hey, you want to talk to somebody that clicks in and clicks out? You can ask me questions. I'm honest, right, John?
Yes, you certainly are. It's nice to hear your voice.
Likewise.
This is your parole officer?
Yes, this is my parole officer. No alcohol is involved this evening.
No drugs, no alcohol.
No, sir.
Okay.
So, Carla, you're a fan of the site and a personal friend of John's, apparently. Are you watching us right now?
No.
Oh.
I'm listening on the radio. Old-fashioned thing.
Interesting. So did you... Did you have a question or comment or some personal recollections to share about John?
Not really. He's just a nice guy. You wondered why people watch it. It's an interesting little thing. It's a diversion. You click on, just like you said, you click on, you see what he's doing. Unless you're really bored and have nothing else to do, you go about your business, and that's the end of it.
Well, let me ask you this then, caller. Mm-hmm. For example, if there's a TV show that featured, maybe not John, but someone else folding laundry... I doubt it would pull in sort of big ratings that make those network executives smile. So do you think it's what do you think it is? Do you think it's the knowing that it's a real person in real time actually doing it?
No, I think it's the person, not necessarily any person. if you read his diary, if you, for lack of a better way of putting it, follow his life, you find out he's a decent person, good guy, conservative in a strange sort of way, develop friendship, I don't know whether it's the right word for everybody. So it's really, you're sort of like going and visiting a friend for a few minutes a day, more than just watching a television show.
So it's the personal relationship you've invested.
Yeah, I think so. I can only speak for me. Of course, you know, we know each other off camera as well as on cam, so it's a little bit different. But if you go into his chat room, I think you'll find people. There are people that do it solely for the illusion of sex, even if it isn't there. But there are people in his chat room that have sort of developed this camaraderie of friendship with him and with others.
Wait, can we go back to the illusion of sex? Because John has gone out of his way to explain that there's nothing sexual happening on camera.
Exactly, that's right. And whoever, if you're in his chat room, they're pretending that it is or wishing that it was.
So they're watching John fold his laundry in a perfectly natural, unerotic way, and they're projecting into his mind these exploding sexual impulses.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. it's one of the most G-rated sites you'd ever want to see. To be very honest about it.
I'm having a hard time understanding that because, you know, if John were the only sexual outlet on the internet, I can see why people would do that. But if you have a choice between, you know, the five-way, you know,
frat boy camp,
frat boy orgy, and John, you know, folding his underwear. I mean, in his clean underwear.
Well, for that, you're going to have to get the guys that go on there for the sex part because I can't explain why they're doing what they're doing. It doesn't really make sense to me, but they do it.
Well, no, but we'll be on. You know, to be honest, I am naked sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you mean
on
naked.
A rare occasion.
Okay.
Except at night when you always are.
Oh, do you sleep naked?
Sometimes, yeah.
And you frequently kick the covers off, I take it.
Yes, I actually have a little device that does it for me. It, like,
actually, that's me. I'm standing in the corner pulling it off. So.
We actually met because of the camera. I didn't know him first.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, so you were joking about having a device that strips the covers off?
Yeah. But I don't sleep well, especially with the light on, so I toss and turn.
Okay.
It just happens that way.
So it's very interesting that you met because of the camera. Maybe you can... I mean, the first meeting must have been a little awkward, was it?
Yes, you mean the caller.
The caller.
No, not really. I don't know that we actually met because of the site. It was more like I knew him because of the site and... In another arena, we met. I don't, you know, in another circumstance.
You're referring to the arena, Pittsburgh's premier gay
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In another circumstance, I thought I better correct myself. In another circumstance, we met. And based on that, things developed into a friendship. It wasn't like, okay, I'm going to go be the stalker that you talked about before and go find John Cam. We actually met in a totally different, non-cam related circumstance and went on from there.
So when you turn on your, do you, for example, John has talked about how he goes about his daily business while the camera is on. Do you also go about your business? You turn on your computer, you open the web, the browser or whatever, bring it up on the screen, and then do you go about your business? Is it sort of like you're in the same room even though you're not?
No, I'll click on. Oftentimes for me, I click on to see if he's home because it's not uncommon for me to pick up the phone and call him.
Oh,
it's a nice, easy way to find out whether he's on the phone or not. And that way I don't interrupt his call waiting or his telephone calls. But no, click on if he's there, it's like, okay, fine, bye.
See, well, that's a highly pragmatic use of the John Cam that I had not anticipated.
Maybe 4,000 people a day are trying to call.
I've been a little free with my phone number just because sometimes I like to let people call in. It's fun for me to play radio show at home. Mm-hmm. So if I put my number up and they call in, then I can, you know, take calls and do things like that. But I can't do it all the time because they'll trade my phone number like it's a baseball card.
Ah, yeah.
Interesting. So our phone number, which you can trade freely, is 412-621-9728. Please call in and please view us on the web on John's fabulous site, which is www.johncamlive.com. Am I saying that clearly? Is there a problem in enunciation here? Would you like to say it?
www.johncamlive.com.
That was much better.
What a radio voice. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the thing that I would do is I would actually, if I wanted to, I mean, I find this idea very appealing of having you be a continuous part of my life. And so what I would do is probably set you up on the computer and then have it running while I watch TV or while I myself showered. While you were doing your daily activities, I would do mine. And maybe even leave the computer on while I was sleeping and you're sleeping. We'd be sleeping together.
It's like a virtual roommate.
Yes, and somebody actually wrote me a letter and said that very same thing. You're my virtual roommate, and before I go to bed, I like to check in on you. So look, click to see if I'm in bed or getting ready for bed. And women watch my site too, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a different dynamic? Do you know that their experience is sort of qualitatively different than that of the men? Or not have much feedback?
The women write, I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of the men have written very nice letters, but the women have always written very polite letters.
Really?
Yeah. Unless they're signing it with a man's name, and I don't know, because you can be anybody you want on the internet.
Yeah, interesting. Strangely, I'm unable to be a man who has a satisfying sex life on the internet. I'm sorry. So these women that watch your site, is there any kind of personality difference, do you think, between the men? I mean, I can, you know, I've heard it said that, and I'm going to make a sweeping generalization here, that, you know, men are more visually oriented between, like, for example, in relationships, men go for, like, the fabulous-looking babe. It's the appearance of the woman that draws them first. And so the argument is that men are more visually oriented and women are more drawn to...
deeper, more substantial things.
And so, this may be complete BS, but if it's true, is this reflected at all in your viewership? Are the women writing to you more sensitive, more introspective, more caring?
Well, yeah, there's one woman who basically say, you can chat on my website, I have my own chat room, and this woman saved the chat room because the guys go in there and it turns into it's like being at the zoo. Take off your clothes, pull out your penis, stand on your head, call your friends and get naked.
I haven't been to the zoo since
I'm trying to mention those actions performed in that order.
All right, maybe that wasn't a good example, but she's tamed the beast. And not that they're all beasts, but they'll all egg each other on, and before you know it, I used to go in a chat with them, and I can't do it anymore because as soon as I come into the room...
Is it like a chum for sharks?
Yeah. my friends, some of the guys, they just want to speak to me, but they can't even get through with all the other people saying, why are you dressed? Take off your shirt. Just show us your chest. You show them your chest. Well, just take off your shirt. You take off your shirt. Well, just pull down your pants. Well, just let me see your underwear. And it just progresses to,
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
It's a long slide down.
I mean, at some point, there's nothing else left to show them. I mean, do you ever get to, like, internal organs?
No, but rectal scopies, right? I mean, like, with more and more sophisticated medical instrumentation. So how does the woman do it? Does she just shame them into compliance?
No. She's very clever, and she's very funny. Okay. Sometimes they'll get in the room, and this is from a long time ago. She is more the expert on my chat room than I am. But the guys will say, I'm stroking. Are you stroking? Are you stroking? And they sometimes they think that she is like a drag queen or a man pretending to be a woman, and she'll play along with her. Yeah, I'm stroking too. But then she'll tease them, and then some of them. A lot of the guys really love her. I mean, she's just as important on my website as I am.
Mm-hmm. And then she comes up with the cruel little bon mot that wilts all of their erections. Did I pronounce that French word properly?
Boma. Okay. I guess I don't know.
No, she's a very sweet woman who lives in New Jersey, and she calls herself my angel, and she's been nothing but my angel, and she's great.
Interesting. So do you think people are chatting about us right now? I mean, that's kind of making me a little uncomfortable. I mean,
they can't hear us, right?
I'm sorry.
Some of them could be.
They probably are. I'm sure they are chatting about us in the chat.
Somebody could be giving a play-by-play in the chat room, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what is your busiest time of day, or is it? Do you have traffic at all times? I'm sure you have all traffic at all times of day and night. But
they know my schedule because they've been watching me for. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for over a year. I work evenings, so they probably know to watch me early in the morning because they know I sleep in because I work nights, and then they know that I'm usually running around up talking on the phone, watching TV from midnight until 3 a.m. So I would guess those are my busiest times. I guess I could actually track those stats. It's more work, and I just don't even bother.
So when you're not there, it just shows an empty apartment, right?
Well, I have a cat, so I usually aim the camera on my bed, so they can at least see the cat move around. I just bought a Furby, interestingly. I don't know why. I just wanted it, and I put it on the bed with the cat just to see if they would duke it out. Yeah. And I got a couple of responses from people saying that was really mean and cruel because my cat has his own fan club, and so I didn't do that again.
It was cool. Did the Furby interact with the cat? I mean, what was cruel?
Well, because the cat, I guess, viewed it as a threat. That is the cat's space. It's his house. Yeah.
Perhaps you need one of those new Sony robotic dogs.
Oh, really?
Have you seen those?
No, I want one.
they're expensive, and I don't know if they're here yet.
Do I have to have sex with it?
Well, if you pay attention to the chat room, you will.
Yeah, well, I think that's the deluxe dog.
That's scheduled for 201. No, some people at Carnegie Mellon, some researchers, were given early prototypes to play with, and they were really astounding. They're really impressive. They're very lifelike. But that would be a little bit more of a match for your cat, actually.
Yeah.
So perhaps we have more questions for the caller.
Is the caller still on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know whether it was polite to hang up or not.
Sure it is. We'll kick you off on the
like, like any tenacious John Kemp here, you just sit here and figure eventually you're told what to do.
Well.
Well, I'm surprised you know who didn't call, my little angel.
I'm surprised she didn't either.
Yeah.
Is the telephone number on the campsite?
Yeah, it's on the screen.
Okay.
We should plug the website yet one more time.
www.johncamlive.com.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And by the way, you asked whether they were chatting before about you prior to your going on the air, before I actually shut the computer off. That was, what is John doing there? Who is the sexy guys with? What else did they say?
Wait a minute, did they actually use the word sexy?
Yeah.
That must have been me.
They had a problem with your furniture. They really thought it was really pretty crappy.
Yeah, what students throw out.
Yeah, so, we're not in Versailles.
they very thoroughly critique.
How many people? How many people were there? Oh, they critiqued the furniture.
Of course,
they love to do that.
Can we get a?
Remember the New York apartment, John. So.
All right.
How many people were there when I went off, which was about 11 o'clock, because I wanted to listen to it on the radio? It was 8, 9, 10 people, something like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
but it was growing. Every few seconds, a couple more people popped on. So I'm sure by now there's a lot more.
If I had thought ahead, I would have set up the computer to collect the chat logs. Do you do that, or does anybody have?
Or we could chat with them from here.
We could be chatting with them online right now. Oh my gosh.
Well, so if we lifted it up and just brought it over here, we could just log in.
Is there any chance that the chat room is being archived or logged?
I don't know if you can. It's a Java-based program, and it's hard to save Java.
Okay.
But you don't do that yourself.
Yeah, I don't do it.
So there might be some internet.
Anyway, this vanity you're displaying is highly shocking.
Me?
Yeah, hear what people are saying about yourself.
It's for the good of the show.
Of course.
You know, I'll log on to the net tomorrow, and there'll be like 3 new webcams, one for each of you.
So, John, would you have stopped doing this if you weren't making a little money, if you had to pay for the server?
Honestly, if I wasn't at least making enough to break even, I would have quit. I was watching Jenny on Letterman the other night, and it was a repeat.
That's Jenny Kemp Live.
I believe her address is, might as well plug her, because I think she's a sweetie, even though I don't know her yet.
She was the first one to market herself.
Right. Yeah. I believe she's at jennycam.org.
Okay.
But I think she's in Europe right now, so I don't think you'll see anything. I think she's taking a vacation. So let me see if I can pull up anybody here and see what they're saying. Although...
Oh, they're going to go crazy if you go in there, John.
Okay, I'm going to sign in as the radio station name because my name's password protected. And we'll see. WRCT logging in. So 17 people.
Is that a pittance?
That's a pittance. Well,
but amazingly, if I may, whenever people figure out he is in there, somehow that grows.
The grapevine spreads it around the world.
I don't know how it works.
The night of my 1-year anniversary, I couldn't even. I was on there for 10 minutes, and the screen was flying by so fast. There were, I think, I logged out when there were like 160, 170 people in there, and it was just like, I couldn't.
You'd have a statistic like number of strokins per minute.
Right.
I thought the same thing during Hands Across America. Do you remember? the number of people like not masturbating simultaneously during that event was astounding. And so the same thing. This is sort of the opposite of that, right? The number of people like with erections, all thinking about the same thing.
Okay. Here is I asked people where they're from. Mm-hmm. We have New York, Providence, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Georgia. Another person from New York. You can see his dick now, the green shirt. Are you wearing that? They don't miss anything.
Maybe I need to go log on.
I'm right here in the studio, and I can't see it.
And it's in caps, too. You can see his dick now, the green shirt, exclamation point.
I'm getting the impression that word is a word we're not supposed to say. Is that true?
It's Richard's name.
Well,
that's fine.
I'm reading what they say.
They kept hard, sure.
Well, so we don't know. So
somebody get your show canceled.
Oh no! Don't worry about that.
So.
Oh, and then somebody else thinks they can see your maleness as well. Although that's not the word they
use.
Oh,
it's because I'm sitting so provocatively. let me just get comfortable.
Another part that is lower. Okay.
So now why?
I think it's a testicle now.
This would be their opportunity to ask me to take off an item of clothing.
But they'd have to actually call in at 412-621.
And that's something I'm not going to do, by the way.
Or they could type it into the chat room here. This is fascinating.
This is a great experiment on interactivity.
Yes.
So why isn't my picture changed here?
Well, because of the lag. We're about a minute behind right now.
I see.
Wow, John's doing radio. What a celeb. Thanks, all. That's really sweet.
The strip show was beginning.
I guess they didn't see the set.
So how far is your celebrity taking you? Jenny Cam is on Letterman. Have you been on...
There was another guy. His name is Sean Patrick. He's a very nice guy. We've become friends through this. Mm-hmm. He launched his site about, I think, 3 months before me, and he promoted his site like Jenny did her site. So Sean got all the big articles. Plus, most of the people that do this are in their 20s, and so Sean's got, he's a little bit younger. He got a lot of, like, magazines, the gay magazines, because they're all about, it's very youth-oriented.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing, Sean had a special on E, and he also got Entertainment Weekly.
Wow.
So no, I've not done anything like that yet, but I've got my fingers crossed. Keep the clothes coming off, they're saying.
Interesting.
Actually, DJ Max asked, if you start stripping now, you just won't make it before we have to sign off for the evening.
Well, that would be so. I mean, should I actually get my own kind of computer science webcam? Like people, as my career goes more and more down the drain, I have people have a little video log of.
I have seen pictures of you computing naked, so it might fly well.
You have pictures? Me or?
No, oh, I'm sorry. Of DJ Max.
Yeah, I've never computed naked, I swear.
Oh, yeah. I've done anything else, but not computed.
So is this a fetching pose? They're still looking at
it. I think they're loving it, yeah. This is good. Oh, now they're saying this is going to turn into an orgy. See, that's what our caller was saying.
They say that every time you have company, John.
Yeah, every time I have company, they think that someone does something, it's going to be an orgy.
Yeah, you make one mistake and they never
live it down. No.
The only time they didn't think that is when the woman from the city paper came to interview him.
Oh, right.
So you wouldn't go heterosexual even for the benefit of your internet audience?
Who, myself?
Yeah.
Possibly. But I am who I am. I mean, to be honest with you, I say that I'm gay. I've thought about women. I mean, I could possibly be bisexual, but it just hasn't come out yet.
Interesting. Yeah. So we have about 45 seconds left. And
time enough for pants to come off.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I want to save a little bit for our viewers next time. I want to keep them guessing about... just how serious my eating disorder is. But in the final few moments, what message do you have for aspiring webcam operators out there who want to follow in your footsteps?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of fun. The only thing that's different now, I mean, there's always room for, like, another good webcam person, and there's certainly always enough room for another good idea. But these cameras sprout like weeds. So if you're going to do it right.
If you're going to do it right. And it's an excellent note to sign off of. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening, both nationally, internationally, on the internet. John, I hope you come back many times. Thank you, Lance and Juan Pablo, and good night, everyone.
Thank you, John.
Good night.
Thanks for having me. Good night, all.
You're listening to a production of WRCT Public Affairs. The opinions contained within are solely those of the participants. Questions and comments can be addressed to WRCT Pittsburgh, 5000 4th Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, or call 621-0728.